Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway View of GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalve, and Vaughn with you on the radio program. Doug, look at your Four Seasons Penske truck captain's log.
I see it right here.
Jim Bowden's going to be with us at 8:30. He's okay. Going to give us the dish on the Cardinals Orioles.
Pursuit. Say pursuit.
Cardinals Blue Jays. Cardinals Rays.
Or free agency. Going after a free agent.
Sure. Well,
That comes your way at 8:30 on the appliance discounters phone lines. And then at 9:15, Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
All right, that'd be nice.
Oh, Blues hockey. Guess he's up early in the morning dressed in black.
How do you know how he's dressed?
Ice Cube, was that Dead Homies 89? 90? America's Most Wanted? 89?
Color Me Bad.
I just don't know. Right.
Color Me Bad? America's Most Wanted. And it was spelled with three K's. Wow, wow, wow. We'll break that down too. But is Alberta in the Pacific time zone or is it in the Mountain time zone?
I don't know.
Well, you were
probably
assigned that.
Probably the Mountain time zone. What's that?
What is this? Do I have a Baba Booey sea monster?
I knew he was
puppet
gonna,
now.
He told me he was going to use it. We actually the other day we got these.
This is great.
We got these intercoms that
my Stern duplication is complete.
So me and Seymour can talk amongst the intercoms, and he said he was going to chime in with it today. And
can the audience hear that?
I mean, if the mic is close enough, I don't
know. Audience, can you hear that?
It's 855-282-8255.
Seymour, how are you today? Give us that. How are you today?
I'm doing good, buddy.
All right. Nice. We need a Seamaster puppet. We need to be on E! Entertainment Television.
And Alberta,
and we need a,
Mountain
and Doug,
time.
We need a Sibian.
It's like a new toy. Wait, can you say this for me? Can you say, cluck, cluck, spend a buck?
Cluck, cluck.
Yeah, it's like you're going through that chicken drive-thru place.
Kind of sounds like he's coming from the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
I think that's what the Cuck Studio is going to be.
That's what the Cuck Studio is going to sound like, Ely?
You just talk into that and it comes through a speaker.
Guys, can you tell Doug I want to sex him up? Thanks, Curtis Sanford's Greasy Five Hole. That's the text inbox, 855-282.
Don't need to read those.
8255. Well, I wanted to make sure it was working because yesterday, there was for about 45 minutes, the text inbox was down with our text server and then in the show really I felt like missed it.
Well, same show, only less file. I noticed there was not a single suspension yesterday, so maybe it's a good thing when it's down,
you know, technology and stuff.
Right, on Tuesday there were no suspensions. I'm hoping it's the same on Wednesday.
Seamaster sounds totally different through that speaker. It's kind of hot. Thanks, Brian Henshin.
Is it really Henshin?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't need to be listening to this from the Dakota country.
What up, Hank?
So, Doug, Alberta Mountain?
I think it's Mountain.
Yes,
yeah.
I looked it up. It is Mountain Time.
So, he answered it on that speaker.
I was so enamored by the speaker. So, Chase will be joining us at 8:15 if you're in Edmonton or Calgary.
I wouldn't
That's
be
very
quite
funny.
Sure we don't have a single listener in the Calgary area.
You don't think 91 gets up on the road and streams?
No, sir.
Wow.
No, sir.
Yikes.
I don't know if they still do, but there was a couple from Calgary at Hedo.
Oh, of course.
That would tune into the show after I met them.
Can you hear me good?
But that was a long time ago.
They were from Calgary.
Yeah. Everything goes back to Hedo.
Well, the question was asked, do we have people in Calgary listening? Mm-hmm. And I know at one point there was.
Yep. Yes, really? And I stand by my premise. Everything goes back to Hedo.
Right.
We gotta
if I can
get
tie
you
it
there.
In, I will.
We got to get you there.
So you saw them down there and mentioned the radio show. And then you talked to them later after they went back home to Calgary, and they said that they were indeed still listening.
They said they listened to the show.
Doug, I think we're doing Chase today. This is my theory. Now, he might have said, no, let's not do it tomorrow because we'll be traveling after the game tonight, and then it'll be early. I don't know, but I know we're on remote tomorrow. In general, I'm not really pro-remote. I admire Franco Pinion getting it in his contract that he just does not do remotes. Mm-hmm. I aspire to that in my next contract. But for now, we do them, once every couple of months. And when we're on remote, We don't really like to have guests over the phone because you don't know if you're going to have an issue, and then it's
a whole thing.
You know what? That's exactly what it is. That's concise. A whole thing. Three syllables. But so tomorrow we are on remote. We welcome people to come on by. The water's warm. 590 The Fan and Bud Light present the 2017 Bragging Rights Papa Shot Tournament. And that's tomorrow at Wheelhouse Downtown from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be four Papa Shot tournaments that you can participate in to win a pair of tickets to the Bragging Rights game. Compete in the TMA bracket from 7 to 10 or stop by throughout the day for the press box, midday grind, and hardline portions of play with a pair of tickets up for grabs during each show. Each contestant plays three rounds of Papa Shot, and the highest average of scores during each radio show wins. All told, that's four pairs of tickets to the Bragging Rights game that will be awarded tomorrow at Wheelhouse Downtown. Papa Shot will be free to play, so come enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light and score your Bragging Rights tickets tomorrow at Wheelhouse Downtown St. Louis. Guys, I listen every day from Tallahassee, and I've spread the word of your legend to at least three people who couldn't have cared less. Thanks. That's from the 850.
Appreciate that.
Now, what would move a gentleman in the Tallahassee region proper?
Knowles talk, bro.
Knowles.
It's something you enjoy, and you want other people to partake in that enjoyment. What's wrong with that?
You listen to any Tallahassee radio shows up here?
Maybe this guy has roots in St. Louis.
Nice. Oh, I like the way you said that.
That he's got roots. Well, I guess we're happy to have him, I guess.
I'm looking forward to, because, you know, Frank's listeners, for the most part.
Opinion or Cusimano?
Cusimano.
Frank's on the show.
You know, the guy who loves the Italian-American point guard, Frank Cusimano. His listeners are pencil neck geeks. And same with Charlie and Kilcoin. Our listeners will school all the other
shows. Oh,
nice.
Listener fight.
Looks like gay porn here.
Right.
The one thing that we get from our demographic information that we receive from Arbitron on a daily basis is that our listeners are the most athletic listeners in the St. Louis area proper. And I look forward to their dominating on the Papa Shot court. Yeah, especially with those, you know, Cusimano geeks.
Nice. Fight radio wars. Internal radio
And then
radio
also
wars.
Make it someone else's fight so you can stay at them and go, I don't know why. I just said a couple things.
Hello, ratings.
Mm-hmm. I wish Doug would spray his legend all over my face. What that
I don't
legend
know what that means.
The hipster Tower Grove South. He's always at our TMA Live.
Yeah, he's
great boring. American.
I'm a big hipster at Tower Grove South.
He's not a great American. You just read what he wrote, right?
He's funny.
What makes that a great American?
I think he's a funny guy.
That's a vile American.
Shut up, Doug.
That's part of what's wrong with this country.
Every once in a while, there might be something fairly inappropriate, but that doesn't mean
like
you throw the...
every time he texts.
Doug, how many times have we said this? You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
Well,
nicely
we
done.
Should throw out his text.
Nicely done. Very nicely done, actually. So Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart coming up at 9:15. Blues in back-to-back night games, Doug, in Alberta.
Okay, and I think we established, if nothing else, that it is in the Mountain Time Zone.
That's right. Petromart is the sponsor. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Nice.
Trying to get some voiceover work. Speaking of great voiceover work.
You earned it with that read.
You're welcome.
Mike Kelly will be here in Kirkwood at 11, Doug, to be on the podcast. And then at 1 p.m., Mike Bush of News Channel 5 will be here to be on the podcast. They will be up on upcoming Sodes. And Jim Talent was in the studio yesterday, the former U.S. Senator. And I enjoyed talking it over with him. I didn't know how that one was going to go because I don't know him. And part of me thinks he might be more intelligent than me.
Well, I don't
know
how that could be possible.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got a compliment out of it. It's kind of like a good-looking girl saying, do I look fat in this? So it wound up going. But I was on a conference call at 11 o'clock. And then at 11:15, the Sea Monster, we were scheduled to do the interview at 11:30. And then at 11:15, the Sea Monster, he busts into the room.
Did he?
And he goes, he's walking in now. Now I'm on a conference call, working on a, as they say in the business, an annual. And I can't get off the call. I can't get off the call. But then you have a former U.S. senator here to do the show. And so I'm sitting there trying to wrestle with the best way to handle this. So the question is, what do you do in a situation like this?
You get off the conference.
Get tough or get dissed.
What time was he supposed to be here?
11:30. He was early. He's punctual.
Yeah, that's fine. Then you just say, hey, can I have a few minutes? I'm sure he was fine
with
that.
Well, as it turned out, I walk in there, I go until 11:30, and then I still have to get off the conference call. I hope the people understood. I don't know. I wouldn't blame them if they're like, what kind of scheduling are you putting together here? And I certainly wouldn't blame Senator Talent if he's like, what kind of operation are you running here? I walk in there, and he's in there essentially breaking down political science with the Sea Monster and Nick Yo. And I walk in, and it's like, I should just walk back out. These three are engaged in quite the conversation.
Who are they?
The Sea Monster was getting schooled by the great Jim Talent.
Smart guy. He's really smart.
That's right. That's right.
On what subject was the schooling?
Sea Monster, how would you describe it? Now that I can talk to you. Well, I guess I could talk to you before, but now we have the drive-through.
You're discussing energy, Tim.
Discussing energy, Doug.
Telling me about ethanol.
Okay.
Ethanol.
Ethanol. Ethanol.
Is ketchup extra?
Ethan Hawke was, what, an actor?
Yeah, he was in Reality Bites.
Janine Garofalo.
Winona Ryder.
All right. Well, you should listen to him. He's a good Republican.
Ethan Hawke, I think, is liberal.
No, Talent.
Oh.
Wait. Yeah. You had Hawke on the podcast.
Next week. Dave Peacock is officially scheduled.
Nice.
Can't wait. We'll interview him on January 3rd. Bill DeWitt III and Keith Walter Kachuk also coming up on the Tim McKernan Show. Subscribe, Doug. Search via iTunes. Then you can subscribe or Google Play, Stitch, or wherever you may podcast. But here is the one. I have been waiting for this since you brought it up yesterday, which kind of shows the level of entertainment that I'm seeking in my life. And that is on the Cat Chat today. Also, search for and subscribe to the Cat Chat on iTunes on the Inside of
and leave a review. Don't. Apparently that means something.
Doug, it's an algorithm thing.
Okay.
Algorithm?
I say algorithm.
Potato, potato?
Tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. All right, go ahead, Tim.
The Cat's interview today is with Colton Wong, and we finally find out which Cardinal no longer stays at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee because he was lying in bed one evening and a ghost appeared, a female ghost, Doug, and she began to play the piano in the corner. And this has freaked out this member of the Cardinals, and he no longer stays there. And am I correct, the Cat? You also said another member of the Cardinals saw this, but this person still will stay there?
Yeah. At a later date, and Colton names names, which I was a little surprised.
Did they hear her playing the piano?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I don't
good
know.
Good question.
I wonder
great
if,
question.
If neighboring guests might have heard the piano music as well.
I was so stunned that he said who it was. But anyway, do we have a clip?
Yeah, you better believe it.
You know, I pretend like I'm on a talk show. Yeah. Do we have a clip? I have no idea. Yeah. Did they send one over? Did my publicist bring that? What was the incident? Did a ghost appear? Just did a light go on?
Yeah. He said a ghost appeared in the middle of the night. For some reason, he woke up in the middle of the night, and there was some lady playing a piano in the corner of his hotel room. So I don't know how true that is, but that freaked me out. And I made sure, like, it's so funny because how the Pfister is, it's basically like a big dorm. There's like a bunch of rooms all in a circle, and there's an elevator in the middle. So it was funny. After we heard that, it was like me, Walker, Seagrass, and then like a bunch of all the younger guys. And we all kind of like slept with our doors that cracked open.
Okay. They did what with their doors cracked?
Cracked the doors open. Okay.
And what would be the purpose of that?
Now, I see on my sheet here, I got a couple things. It says no spoilers. So I guess the Sea Monster has edited this such so that we still don't know.
Oh.
That is, Doug, that's called getting better at teasing.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to download it, all right?
Hey,
I love this drive-through thing.
Is this going to help my brand? No. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah, well, maybe let's not abuse the drive-through thing. But my theory, I was discussing this on the fan pit last night. My theory was Waka. So clearly it wasn't Waka, based on the fact that he said Waka, Seagrass, and him were leaving there. So this is fascinating to me because the guy no longer stays at the hotel, but I wouldn't blame him. God.
When I stay there for years, I've been hoping.
Did you ever see anything? Did you ever hear anything?
No, I want to. Like, I'm not a. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be afraid. Maybe until I see it, then I get freaked out. But I go to bed hoping that there's a ghostly encounter so that I can say I saw a ghost.
Wouldn't you want to bolt like the wind if you saw that?
No, I would think no, but maybe I would get scared and run out or, you know, wet my pajama bottoms.
Isn't it possible, since this happened in the middle of the night, and since there's been talk about ghosts in this hotel before, that the guy dreamed the whole thing?
Well, as I said, and I think you have to download this to get all the answers, but there was Prand, hashtag Prand. There was another guy who saw the exact same thing who happened to be in the room at a later date.
So these are both members of the 25-man roster of your St. Louis baseball Cardinals.
That is correct,
sir. Wow, 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 and wow.
Why do people always see it when they're alone? How come this never happens when there's a room full?
Well, the cat told the story yesterday about some people playing spin the bottle at an orgy, and a colonial ghost appeared.
Okay.
And that's why the doors are cracked, if you're doing that.
What?
The doors are cracked.
Doors are cracked. They want you to watch. That's the premise of a door crack.
Okay, let's not take it back to Tito. We'll get back to that.
Iggy is ordering ghosts like a heavy-set 55-year-old that drives a Corvette.
With stretch marks all over his side.
I see those all the time, but they're not ghosts. They're real.
I think what Colm was saying about his teammates there is that everyone left the doors open because they were scared. So they left the doors open a little.
Why would that help if you're scared?
I don't know. What do you get your own
people,
podcast?
That would let more people in.
You curmudgeon?
Nice.
Wouldn't that be opening the doors for the ghost?
I don't want... What, am I the ghost
that
authority?
That should have been your follow-up question. Mm. What do you mean you're leaving the door open? That'll let more of them in.
If you know that there's a ghost in the corner playing a piano, why would you be concerned about other ghosts coming in?
Well, I wasn't. They were. That's why they left the door open. That doesn't make any sense.
I'd be more scared of strangers coming in and robbing you.
Really?
Or robbing feeding.
Ghosts don't rob hotel
against
rooms.
Your will.
No, but other guests do.
Oh, sure.
Oh, look,
sure
a door
do.
Open.
Yeah.
Why does Doug always have to be a negative Nancy on the cat stories? Love you, the cat. Don't let Doug get you down. Wild little whisker biscuit.
Mm. Just an observation that anytime someone sees the paranormal,
you were just presented,
they're the only one
you
there.
You were just presented with a piece of information that there's actually a bona fide current cardinal that will not stay in a certain hotel because he saw a ghost of a woman playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was verified by another current cardinal who was staying in that same room. And instead of, well, did anyone else see this? Well, I wonder where that came. Why did they leave the door open a crack? Back in my day, we had tents and there were no doors.
You know, nobody's ever made up a story before, that's for sure.
Now, you're poo-pooing the ghost, but yesterday you did a whole thing on ants, and that means there's aliens somewhere on another life force somewhere.
No,
but you don't believe in ghosts, but you believe in aliens.
I didn't say ants mean there's aliens. No.
Yes, you try to tie an ant story into aliens.
I tied in the fact that there are certain animals that have no idea how much more advanced we are than them, just as it's possible there's another species so far more advanced than us, we don't understand it. That's not to say there are ants, so there are aliens.
There could be ghosts, then.
Oh,
you don't
sure,
know
there
that.
Could be. There absolutely could be. My question is, why is it only one guy is the one who sees it?
I already pointed out, the cat
okay,
had
teenage
that thing.
Kids in the basement.
Wait, so you're saying...
they saw George Washington.
But so you're saying because...
okay, color me convinced.
But because this happened to one cardinal, you're now making the leap that there has never been more than one person that saw a ghost. I'm not a ghost investigator, but my guess would be that there have been times where more than one person at a time saw a ghost. That would be my guess. So my thing is, the takeaway from my story is, there you go again, just one person seeing a ghost. How come it's not? It's an interesting story with current cardinals, and you're picking at the seams. Yeah, you could say, I don't believe it. Maybe they were dreaming and they didn't really see. I get all that. But your premise is, how come it's only the one person that saw it? It's crazy.
No, that's
crazy
not crazy.
Crazy talk.
It's not crazy at all.
I'm going to the Cardinals website and just trying to
piece it together.
Figure out who it would be. I really thought it was Waka.
Well, it's interesting. So I invite you to listen to the Cat Chat podcast. available where all fine podcasts are available, Stitcher, iTunes. And if you like it, and it seems like people that have heard it like it, leave a review because of the algorithm.
What? Somebody and leave the door open.
Somebody already let out the who it was on the fan page.
Those dirty.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I listen to Seymour. You ever been in this situation, Tim, where you might feel like you have all the answers on something, but Seymour says, hey, let's do this. And then you go, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You're the Seamaster.
So I'm going with Seymour on this.
I don't see it, Iggy.
How would someone know who it
Which
was?
Is good.
Well, they listened to the podcast. It's not up yet, is it? Didn't you say it's going up later today?
No, it's up now. Went up late last night, early this morning.
That's right.
Unless they were just lying, but they said they listened to it, and then I would have never guessed it was, and then they left the name out there.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of rumblings throughout Cardinal Nation today.
Marcelo Zuna?
Well, he didn't stay.
I'm not going to look at you, so there you go.
No. There's Big Al.
Hey, Big Al.
Hello, Al.
Doug, quit being Debbie Downer, dude. It's Christmas time.
Debbie Downer,
I
just raised the possibility that the guy may have dreamed it. It wouldn't be the first time someone had a dream, would it?
No, that's true, too. And I think Seymour may be one of those aliens from another planet that are way more smarter than we are. That guy is smart as heck.
How do you know?
Seymour. Because he is. Every time I talk to him, I just walk away shaking my head.
Damn.
Hey, I got a quick story on Jim Talent, too.
All right.
When 5,000 people got laid off at Boeing, he called me at my desk in final assembly on the F-15 because I know him real well, along with Kit Bond and Ashcroft.
Damn.
And Jim Talent called me at my desk and said, I said, final raper. And he goes, Alan, Congressman Talent. And I said, how you doing, sir? He goes, I'm sorry. And I go, I know. He goes, you're the only one in St. Louis that said you better have a backup plan to the Greeks on that F-15 deal. And we were building models for Greece, and then they had an election.
Right.
They got a new government in and canceled our F-15, so 5,000 people got laid off. And I was begging the Republicans, Doug, to buy one F-15 a month to keep the line open. And there was that's back when the Reagan era was going on, and there was money flowing right and left, and F-4s were still being flown by Indiana Air Guard, so we could have bought an Eagle to keep the line going, and it didn't happen. And Mr. Town, who I love, called me and apologized because I was the only one in St. Louis that had vision that said you better have a backup plan to these damn Greeks.
You were the only
5,000 people got laid out. Yeah, well, that's what he said. Next time you see him, you ask the man, and he's a good Christian. He won't lie, and neither do I. Hey, how'd you like your mama telling you about the ghost, you guys? Wasn't that something?
That was a nice story. We heard it yesterday.
We were laying in bed. We've been laying in bed before, and he turns on the hall damn light.
Wait, did you two ever experience a ghost together? So it was more than one person?
Yes, I just said that, Kat.
So you've seen the ghost?
In bed, and he turned on the hall light.
What's the ghost look like? You're in Lake St. Louis, so I know he's white. But what else about the ghost?
Well, he died here. There was a man that died in this house in the basement. He passed away before I bought the house.
And he's the one who messes with your light switches?
Mm. Yep. He turned on the light, Timmy, in the hallway. We're watching TV, and the damn hall light comes on. We just looked at each other and goes, "That's the ghost." And then we hear stuff downstairs, stuff crashing, and you go downstairs, you can't find anything. And we it happens so much, you guys, we just shake our head, and all our family knows about it. In fact, my friend, here's a true story, Doug, here we go, true story. my friend spent the night in that room, and I never told him that, and he said to me, he goes, dude, you got a ghost in here. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I felt somebody over me, and he goes, then I heard something on the door.
Was it
he
a
goes,
cuck
I
situation?
I thought you were messing with me. And he goes, I got him to turn on the light. And I go, dude, we do have a ghost. He's like, what? I go, I swear to God it was a ghost. He goes, man, there was somebody in this room. And he goes, and then they knocked on the door. He goes, I thought it was you messing with me. I go, dude, I did not come downstairs, and I wouldn't do that to you. And that was our ghost.
Okay.
So Yep, we've got a ghost, and there's no doubt about it.
Well, aren't you concerned that, like, let's say you're in the restroom taking care of some business? You don't need the ghost watching you doing that. That's embarrassing.
I don't care. He don't like me, Cap. Mama hit it on the head. He does not like me.
Why?
That picture that she was talking about, that was from my old house, and that was before I married Jeannie. And I loved that picture, and she hated it. And all of a sudden, we're laying in bed, 3 in the morning, this freaking... picture is on a nail about an inch long from the wall. There's no way in the world this, and the nail's still there. The damn ghost threw the painting down the stairs, and it shattered. The frame shattered, and it was just laying there. And that's because Jeannie didn't like the damn
Bundesliga?
Painting. And he don't like
second
me.
Bundesliga.
He
well, I know
me.
there are unexplained things that happen. It's happened in my house too. I've never seen a ghost, but I've
and hey, Kat, I like it when you said for me to walk around naked. That's so great. That was awesome.
Hot,
I do walk around naked, and he's still here, that sucker.
You got any pictures?
So, anyway, true story, boys. Merry Christmas, and Jim Talon is the man, and I tried to save 10,000 people. The guy always drops me, Plowsy. 10,000 people lost their job at Boeing. No, 5,000
of us got laid
I tried
off
to save them. I was the only one, yeah. That had a backup plan, and Mr. Talent called me at my desk and apologized. So take that to the bank, boys. See ya.
All right, Al.
So Talent called him at the Rock?
Big Al, I hope that ghost is the Grim Reaper. Big Al, I hope to see your ghost later on today. A lot of the listeners don't.
That's not real kind.
And there's probably 30 drink bleach. Please drink bleach for Christmas instead of eggnog.
Bleach, does that just kill you right away? Does it just destroy your stomach lining? What does bleach do? That just kills you right away? Like drinking gasoline or something?
No, I know some of my friends used to, I don't know if it was bleach. I could be wrong. I'm going to do an Iggy. I could be wrong on this, but I think they did like little tablespoons of bleach to pass a physical, like it like waters down your pee or like, you
what?
Know.
Doug?
I'm pretty sure... Anybody who has used bleach to pass a drug test.
They're drinking poison to pass a physical.
A drug test. So
and
I think, let me know, text into the inbox and let me know because I think that's accurate.
What are you talking about, like Mace Dog and Reef?
No, these guys are acquaintances. They're not really buddies. As you can see, they drank bleach to pass a
on
drug
purpose.
Test. Yeah.
And it worked for them.
Yeah.
Shout out to the listener who has been breaking into Al's home at night and vandalizing it. Thanks, Mitch, the sex kitten. Guys, I always figured anyone married to Al would be certifiable, and then we'd find out she talks to ghosts. Thank you, Justin in Columbia. He decided it was now to strike.
Time to strike.
A lot of people have ghost stories.
Yeah, well, I had some in my house, and I keep wondering what the sound was, and I don't
know. But it was raccoons. Jinx, Coke.
No, that was different. That was different. Sometimes it's stories like that. You think there's odd noises and there's an animal running around in the walls of your house or in the attic or in the basement. Cats make some very odd sounds.
Bam! Gerbil!
Right.
I don't know.
Well, tell me about your experience.
I've told you that several times, things that have happened in my house. Once I was getting...
Anything lately?
Nothing in the last 10 years or so. No.
Think they left?
I just don't know.
Has John Vaughn ever heard or seen anything?
No. Mm-mm.
About Greg Vaughn?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a murder in your house or anyone pass away there or anything?
No.
That's what you always hear, that someone passed away and their soul is looking for a way to go to the hereafter and they're trapped
in
our world.
Almost anywhere you go, you figure there were people on this land at some point. How far back you got to go? I don't know, 100 years, 500
years. How come we don't
years?
See dinosaur ghosts, bro?
There were, well, because that was 120 million years ago.
The world's 3,000 years old, number one. And secondly, there's no statute of limitations on ghosts.
Oh,
check
probably
it.
Not. Well, that's kind of getting to my point, where there could have been someone 500 years ago die on that plot of land that's now my house. I don't know. How far back do you have to go before
they
you
say
find
the
ghost?
The souls of these deceased are trapped in our world for some reason, sort of in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's what some people say about why ghosts are here as opposed to having
spirit.
So that colonial ghost has been here for a good long while.
Yeah,
sure has.
Matt, did you know in the top of the fourth that Don Mattingly made the statement that it makes him think that the Stan Musial is in that body
ghost
and running around here?
Sick. Yeah, that's sick.
Proof that ghosts are at Busch Stadium.
So wouldn't then hospitals just be filled with thousands of ghosts that can't get out?
You would think.
No, no. Again, it's whatever a tortured soul that can't go to the next place because of some incident. Maybe they were murder. There was some. That's what they say. I'm not taking the pro ghost stance. I'm trying to explain how other people that are interested in this stuff say that not everyone is a ghost that passes on. It's just certain people that have had bad incidents or trouble in their lives, and they are, for whatever reason, still lingering.
I think Lewis and Clark Community College is supposed to be lousy with ghosts. There's been a lot of ghost stories there. And the Limp Mansion, I think, also.
Wonder if Larry's ever seen anything.
I don't know.
Guys, my butt's virginity died in Doug's house. Mayhaps that's the ghost? Hmm? That's from Lefty Jacksmere.
It's awful, Lefty. It's just terrible.
But he did say mayhaps.
I didn't like that either.
Guys, a guy committed suicide in my parents' house back in the 1980s. I don't remember seeing spirits as a kid there, but when my four-year-old nephew stays there, he talks to somebody. And when my sister questioned him about it, he said he was, quote, talking to the bad man with red eyes and a boo-boo on his neck. A little creepy. Doug, that's from Craig, the CPA.
Hmm.
It's a holiday story.
All right, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Doesn't that make your...
Yeah, that's why I read it.
Oh, I mean,
well, sometimes kids do make up imaginary friends that they talk with and play with. I don't know that that's ironclad proof.
Usually when a kid makes up a friend, it's not a bad man with red eyes and a boo-boo on his neck. I'm not saying it's proof,
they make
but
up
that
monsters.
Does make it a little
up
bit more curious.
That they saw go under their bed and they can't step on the carpet of their bed because there's a monster under the bed. It wouldn't be the first time a young child made up a story about an imaginary thing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's definitely true. I'm just saying that details make it a bit more.
Yeah, but Big Al says it's true. Yeah. So doesn't that kind of?
I guess it does. Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I would, if I had to pick one of all these theories, aliens. I believe there's life elsewhere. I'm not so sure they've been here. Like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. Though there's compelling evidence that there's a lot of squatchy areas. But I would say ghosts. Ghosts are more likely to exist than all the other things.
I saw a video.
Really? More than life elsewhere?
No, I said I believe on life.
Right, I know.
But whether or not they're here or they've come to this, I'm just saying that it could be. I'm not counting. I do believe there's definitely life elsewhere.
Okay.
Would they come here, and are they living amongst us? My thing, with so many sightings, and all we see is a hubcap, you know, on a string tied from a tree, that's the best evidence we have. I would think there's more. I would just say that, to me, a spirit that is trapped here for some reason, I tend to believe, especially, as I said yesterday, the human mind, we use 12% of it. There's probably a lot more, eventually, that we'll get out of these brains of ours down the road once we learn how to harness that.
I think they're probably more likely to have aliens than ghosts.
Aliens that have been here. That's what I'm saying. I'm not disputing that there's life elsewhere. Make that argument for me.
In the air,
me.
Maybe,
not.
Whether they're walking around next door here.
So the sight, a UFO sighting, generally speaking, you would say you would tend to believe more than a ghost sighting.
Yes.
That's really what it'd be. Okay.
Because there's been all kinds of professional-type people who have confirmed that they've seen things that they can't explain.
Same for ghosts, too, though. Same for ghosts,
pilots,
too.
I guess, but you figure in the history of this planet, how many billions of people have lived here?
Six.
There's only... Once a year, somebody sees a ghost. I think it was really about tortured souls, and we would see a lot more of them.
Bernie in Lexington, same thing for ghosts. Like, what's that mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Guys, I tell my wife we must have a ghost when our bed is shaking at night, but really it's just me doing manual because I never get sex. Thanks.
Now, what do you think?
Submissive bottom.
What do you think? A ghost would be, it's not a person. It's not a mass. It would be a spirit, correct? So it doesn't have hands. It doesn't have feet.
Well, then how is she playing the piano, bro?
That's my point. You can't turn off a light. You can't throw a picture down a hallway.
Ever heard of player pianos?
Oh, yeah. Those are delightful.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a figment of someone's imagination, and a ghost is just a soul. It doesn't have the capability to turn off lights and throw picture frames and play pianos.
Did you see the movie Ghost? He did.
Yes, he did. Good point. Yes, he did.
I also saw...
Well, you nailed it. Movie.
I also saw the Sasquatch thing debunked. I saw a clip earlier today of the $6 million man Steve Austin saw Sasquatch. It turned out to be Andre the Giant. That's all it was.
Interesting. What are you talking about?
I saw that on my phone just about 2 hours ago.
That Steve Austin said he saw Bigfoot.
No, he was fighting with it. They were trading punches. And it just turned out to be Andre the Giant in a costume. It wasn't Bigfoot at all.
Okay, but that was in the show, right?
Right.
Okay.
More of a documentary.
All right. What's the matter with you, boy?
Cal Kennedy texting in, Doug. Yeah. You know Cal Kennedy, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Loves America.
Sure he
does. Loves St. Gabriel's basketball. How many teams has he coached to a city-county championship?
Well, you don't really coach them. You pay the officials. If that's coaching, then
it's a slander suit.
I guess you're giving credit for it.
He says, your old neighbor's on Vienna. Doug, that's the street I grew up on. I would imagine they'll change that to...
McKernan Way.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking. Yeah. Okay. Your old neighbor's not going to give the name. House is haunted. A man died there many years before they moved in. He fell through the kitchen floor in a fire.
Wow.
They have had many instances where the stove is on and no one turned it on. Also, the firemen broke down the front door because it was locked, and now they often find the front door unlocked when they know they locked it. Wow, wow, wow.
Mm.
I know the house. I can picture the house, Jack.
All right.
Vienna, very small street. Very small street.
Small street.
I mean, I imagine these people are believable because if I tried to tell that story, people would just be like, oh, you were just high.
And high, you forgot
to lock it. You were going to cook chicken tenders, remember? But you left and went to Domino's and left the door unlocked.
Right. And the dial on the stove.
You leave and go to
tricky.
Domino's?
I like to do the pickup. No offense, I think the delivery charge and the thought that you have to tip after the delivery guy gets the delivery charge kind of frustrating to me. So I like to pick it up and save a buck.
Yeah.
Guys, this talk is scaring me. I may switch over to Bernie, listening to him break down Konzo's speech to Stephen F. Austin after the game. Thanks. That's from the White Collar Gangster. Mm. Doug, I actually watched that Missouri. I was just kind of flipping around.
I watched it.
And I'm like, oh, Missouri's playing tonight, and Stephen F. Austin is 10-1. I guess I'll watch this.
Clearly,
not many people in Columbia decided to show up to watch it.
Well, school's out, so the kids are gone.
School's out for summer. Ba-ba, ba-da-dee, ba-da-da-da. Alice Cooper.
74? 75?
Is that 75?
I don't know.
Big Red Machine?
It was an interesting game, though. Did you see that story that Dave Matter wrote on the Stephen F. Austin head coach?
No.
Yeah. I think his name is Kyle Keller, if I remember it right. He was an assistant coach at Oklahoma State and helped get his nephew on the team, I guess as a walk-on. They need another player, or maybe he was a really good player. Anyway, he got his nephew on the Oklahoma State team. They had a game at Colorado 1 year, and after the game, I guess they had a big contingent of Oklahoma State players, coaches, boosters, whoever went. So they needed three planes to get back to Stillwater. So the coach is on the first plane, and he tells his nephew, you want to switch planes? I'll go a little later. So they switch planes. The nephew now takes the coach's spot on the plane. On the way home, the first plane crashes and kills 11 people, including the coach's nephew, in that airplane. And he's lived with this guilt for like 20-some-odd years after.
Wow.
Knowing that he should have been on that plane if they hadn't switched places right
at the last. This is the head coach of Stephen F. Austin?
Yeah, yeah. And he's just recently has gotten over that mentally, I guess. In a better place than he was for a long time.
Ooh. I'll have to read that.
Yeah, it was a very interesting article.
Big Dave Matter guy. I haven't read it. Wow. I saw Raby, who I thought I blocked on Twitter just because of all the tension between us and KMOX. And the media in this town is soft and a bunch of frauds, and it's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't ring one yet. There.
Thank you. And I saw him retweet... Konzo Martin going into the Stephen F. Austin locker room. And I didn't really know what that was all about. Then I watched it, And we have the audio of it, right, Plowhawk? Doug, would you like to take that? I think he says some words that would offend kids. And
does it? I didn't catch any of that.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe not. If the sea monster cleared it, then I...
Well, I cut this on my own, okay, but I made sure to listen to it twice. But yeah, Tim, let's take a listen.
Okay, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I'm going to say this with all sincerity. I know you're mad and upset, guys, and you should be mad because you're a talented team. And one thing I always tell our players, guys, it doesn't matter the front of jersey. Y'all got just as much talent as we got, man. That's one. I ain't telling you no to make you feel good. We go home. I'm telling you real talk, man. I've never done this in my career. Guys, I'm telling you, y'all got a hell of a team. You got a hell of a coach. Y'all defend y'all ass off. Best defense we played all year, man. We came up short against West Virginia. So, man, you guys got a hell of a team. You can score the ball. I'm telling you, man. One being lead or not, man, you guys got a team. And you should be pissed off, guys. Because you're on the same level. Ain't no I've never been a guy to get caught up. I've been a dirty worker all my life. I'm just telling you guys, the way y'all defend, I'm calling coach. I'm 100, so I need to learn from it. I'm serious, man. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to come here, man, because you don't owe me nothing. But I just want to tell you, because I know you're upset now, but you got a hell of a team, coach. And I'm going to say it again. I've never done this in my career. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks for pleasure, man.
Respect you, man.
Thank you, man.
Know what that June's done. Thank you.
That's Konzo Martin going into the Stephen F. Austin locker room after the game. And I gather he was so impressed by the way they played that he wanted to share that. And I was watching the head coach. I was watching the head coach while Konzo was in there speaking to see if he was, and I don't know what the right word for it would be, on board, so to speak, cool with it. Mm-hmm. Seemed like he was appreciative of it after Konzo left. They shook hands. So he was so impressed by what he saw from Stephen F. Austin. But Stephen F. Austin's like, even though they're not a name brand college basketball school, didn't they get to the NCAA tournament last year?
A couple times. And they're 10-1 as of before last night. Yeah, it's a good team. Missouri does not handle pressure very well at all. That'd be an understatement. When somebody really guards them hard all over the court, they really have fallen apart on more than one occasion.
Who was big for Austin?
Their big boy. I think the guy's name is Holyfield.
That's realer than real deal, Holyfield.
I think he was the
and now you hookers and hoes know how I feel.
And Michael Porter Jr. on the Mizzou bench for the first time. Not in uniform, but sitting there. At least we got a glimpse of him.
Plow Flame, the driver doesn't get the delivery charge, you cheap ass. That's from Mr. Felch.
No, I worked in, I understand that, but it's for the wear and tear of the vehicle. But the fact that I have to pay a tip, I prefer to pick it up. I don't like to stiff people. If I don't feel like tipping, then I'll just pick it up myself. I won't have the guy drive out there and not tip him.
Sure, that's fair.
If you're going to order food, you got to tip.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, just generally.
So let's say I get a $40 order. What are you tipping on that, baby? What are you tipping? You're 8.
I thought
you don't tip.
If I'm tipping. Oh. If I order a $40 meal and have it delivered, I'll give me $8.
But let's say 20, since you're not tipping, just say 20.
Like the order is a $20, I mean probably $4, $3.
I try to give 20% on whatever. Just because anyone that's out there delivering your food is trying to work and be productive and help them out. You know, it can't be a great living.
No.
Are you going to miss an extra $3? That's the way I look at it.
Well, you
give him 20%.
I always ask when I'm sitting outside because almost everybody in my complex orders, nobody cooks except for me. I see people, Chinese, takeout, pizzas all day long.
That bothers you.
But I always ask when they come back down.
Why would you care?
Well, cook every once in a while. Quit eating the fast food stuff.
To cook, you've got to plan. You've got to go to the grocery store, make a plan.
Then why don't you go online at mymetabolicmeals.com? And the next thing you know, you have organic, gluten-free, high-protein treats moving through your system and making your muscles tight and making them rewarding, and you will experience pleasure. Mymetabolicmeals.com.
Okay.
But for those that don't, I think Doug's premise of you go to the grocery store, let's say you have 1-2 people in the house, You have to buy too much food to make. Sometimes it's just cheaper to order food, actually.
But every
it's
night.
More convenient.
My point is that I always ask the driver when they come down on the steps, did they tip you?
You always do that.
You hold them accountable.
They tip you?
And you're really... like that woman in 227 that just kind of monitors the neighborhood. Don't you ever watch that? It was with Jack Kay. She's wonderful. Like, no. She's going to join us at 9 o'clock hour.
So are you like, oh, this is a fun night for me because there's four deliveries. Let me make sure I'm in the hall so I can ask if there was a tip.
Well, it's not a hall. I'm outside. I'm not blessed enough to go inside. But I asked, did they tip you? Not really. And the next time I see him, I said, why don't you tip the guy?
Yeah.
He's driving. So sure. I lecture them to tip.
Yeah, read him the riot act.
It's not right.
No, it isn't.
Doug, and they lecture you to stop killing people and burying them.
Doug.
Yeah.
Did you see Brandon Kiley's tweet about the top three turnover forcing defenses in all of D1 Hoops?
No.
One, SFA. Two, WVU. Three, St. John's. MU is 2-1.
Yeah, I think part of the reason those two schools are near the top is because they stole the ball from Missouri about 15 times. Could be something to that. I mean, Missouri just fell apart completely against West Virginia.
What drills would you run, Coach? Because I'm running my my kids' practice tonight, and we're gonna open with a little ball handling, make sure they're using both hands when they dribble,
mm-hmm.
and then we're gonna do a little 3-on-2 fast break scenario so they can handle moving the ball in transition.
Yeah, that'll work.
Keep
your head up. Nice. Keep your head up. Pass the ball. It's a team game. If you're being double-teamed, someone else is open.
I saw Keisha Gray double-teamed.
Keep your head up out there. Make that pass. Quick pass. Know where you're going to go with it before it gets
to
you.
Pop it.
Before you get the ball, know what you're going to do with it.
Bam!
Don't dribble too much. These are all things you can yell at them.
Pop it.
Mm-hmm.
Doug.
Pop it! Get your shooting chamber.
Doug, stop interrupting the 60-year-old chain smoker when he's spilling knowledge on healthy living. Thanks, Wild Whisker Biscuit.
That's pretty good.
I'll give that the text of the day. I feel like it needs to. Doug, that just won a one-car pass for the Magic of Whites.
All right.
The Magic of Whites? The Magic of Whites. That's our prize on Cock Talk.
One car pass for the Magic of Lights at Gateway Motorsports Park. $20 mm-hmm. value. Keep yelling, Doug. I'm almost finished. Thanks, Sad Panda. Not after 11 to 13 games, Doug. # sample size. That's Rob from Procurement. Rob from Procurement strikes me as a guy who has to have an account on TigerBorderPowerMizzou.com. He has to.
Yeah. Missouri was just a victim. They were just victimized by the two greatest defensive teams of all time. Yeah, their ball handling is just terrific. They've really handled the press well. That's a huge issue for them right now.
You don't dribble through a press.
No. You're being double-teamed. Someone's open. Make that pass. Don't go down in the corner. They'll block you off out there.
Tournament.
Work the middle of the court.
Tournament.
Stay out of the lane.
Tournament.
Stay out of the lane.
Tournament.
That's a call they never make anymore. When was the last time you saw 3 seconds in the lane called on somebody?
Calipari, Izzo, and if Pitino was in here, we're talking Italian special. We're talking rigatoni, marinara.
How about the 4-5? How about coming up and helping out a little bit? Don't just loaf in the corner.
Spread out. Spread out. Don't bunch up.
Well, Jimmy Cruz, don't let me down, Jimmy. I've got you beat in Louisville. Tournament. 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 Tournament.
I like tournament.
You like to say tournament?
Well, that's how I was raised. It's sort of an East Coast dialect.
Yeah, I don't care for that way of
tournament.
Speaking.
It's tournament.
Tournament.
Tournament. I like tournament. Tournament. How do you spell it?
T-O-U-R.
And then you go on a tour of the facility.
Mm.
Tournament.
It's a tournament.
Tournament.
Forget the O. The O's overrated in that word. Tournament.
How do you say tour? Like, hey, let's tour the 590 facility. How do you say it?
Tour.
I'm sorry?
Tour.
Okay, now say the mint.
A mint.
Well, now put it together.
Tim McKirkin.
Tournament.
No, you messed it up.
The O's overrated.
Doug, driving delivery for Pickleman's at Mizzou taught me to always tip at least 20%. Copper Beach, I was lucky to have them round up to the next.
I don't know what that is, but if you've ever had a job like that, you understand what it's like to not get a tip. And I'll say the most important is the bartender who listens to a story, someone's either victory, their triumphs, or their tales of woe for 30 minutes while refreshing their drink or what have you. And then
that guy needs a tip. But how about the guy?
And then
can I have a Bud
like,
Light? Here it is. Do I owe him an extra buck for that?
I would.
Give him a buck.
The delivery driver, he is getting in his vehicle. I worked at Pizza Hut. Let me tell you.
So did I. When were you there? I was there in 95.
Well, it wasn't probably not the same establishment. I think I was there 05 to 09.
Canton Interesting. Interesting.
Canton franchise?
Oh, yeah. Canton franchise. Here's the thing, though.
Creve Coeur.
All they do is fold boxes and throw frozen dough in a pan, and that's it. And then they get in their car for ciggy breaks, potential weed breaks as well if they do that.
Oh, for heaven's
And
sake.
As a cook, I'm doing all the work for 8 or 9 hours, cooking all the food. Guess who doesn't get a tip in that scenario? And guess who's getting paid the same?
Yeah.
The guy who gets
Drives and around, has a good time.
Thank you.
You're kind of making me think right now.
Not using your car for wear and tear on your vehicle. You're using a company car. You
listen
get to drive
to radio,
around, get to listen to
singing.
Radio. Please, don't tell me that guy in the delivery car deserves $8 while the cook doesn't deserve anything.
Okay,
but to not tip
the delivery guy.
I
think anyone's like, I'd rather not pay a tip. I'm going to go pick it up. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But to not tip the delivery guy because the money doesn't go to the cook isn't solving any problem.
But do you feel like you need to tip the mailman? He's delivering things to your house every day. He's just doing his job, just like the delivery guy.
Mm.
You tip the UPS guy.
That's a good point. There's certain things that don't get tipped, and
but
they do
that
the
work
exact
in the,
same thing.
But people that work in the food industry, usually for the most business, the tip is kind of built into their take-home, where that's not the case for the mailman. You give him a gift or something at Christmas, you know, UPS guy, I don't know, but that's not the same deal. In this food service industry, tips are a big part of the compensation,
Not for the
schematic.
Poor cook. Not for Cookie.
Thank you.
When you get a takeout somewhere, say you drive through Steak and Shake, do you tip the girl who hands you your bag?
No.
She's putting everything in the bag for you and ringing you up.
No,
and all
I don't
that.
Do a takeout, but I don't look at it. It's up to me to solve the world's problems. But I can tell you if I'm at a place where even if I'm going to pick it up and there's tip in there, I'll throw something in there too. People that are trying to work and take care of themselves, I think we all have a responsibility if you have a couple extra bucks to help them out. That's all.
In all businesses? Or just the food industry?
I already said, no, I'm not tipping the mailman. I already said, we're the food industry, where tips are a big part of it. Yeah, I try to do my part.
Mm-hmm.
Or like in a hotel, a lot of people don't think to tip the housekeepers. And then apparently they make dirt.
And I hate that.
So I try to leave us.
And I never look at the text line AM right now. Pizza Hut does have company cars, you idiot. Whoever the 314 is, and I can prove it.
Well, you don't have
100%.
To insult them.
I am because it's just, it's legit.
Doug, I drove my 85 Pontiac when I was delivering
pizzas. Yeah, I'm sure it's franchise to franchise.
Yeah, we had two company cars, one for the person who worked all day and one for the person who closed. So there were two drivers out of the four that did drive their own cars. But for the most part, when you have a company car, I don't want to hear complaining at all. But they did have them, Doug, I assure you.
But who's complaining? I'm just saying you should tip a guy if you order something. That's all.
Here's a great moment in St. Louis racial history. I always tip 20%. I always feel sorry for the waitress that has to serve black people, as they are notoriously bad tippers.
Mm-hmm. Is that a serious?
Yeah. No.
You don't think that's serious?
No.
Let's see. Now I'm looking at his text history. Last one he sent was yes, yes, yes. And then before that, that was just plain embarrassing to hear and shameful. I will never listen again if tuna is on. So I'm now going to move all of my
there you
action.
Go.
See you in the STL Today comment section. Doug, we got a break. Jim Bowden's going to join us coming up at 8:30. Kelly Chase at 9:15, presented by Petromart. Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Hot Shots email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.